Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
The medicine chest in the bathroom, and we need a lot of things.
Oh, fine. Make a list. I'll get them when I go into Drucker's.
Ah, you're a good man, Oliver Vander Douglas. Oliver Vandal?
Yes?
Do you need any shampoo?
I don't know.
Well, the last time you took a shower and you squeezed the tube, did anything come out?
Yes.
Well, then you don't need any shampoo. Thank you for your time, O.W.D. Vandal, baby.
Oh, what now?
Would you come here a moment, please?
What is it?
Well, where does this door lead to?
I haven't the faintest idea.
You mean you've been passing by this door for 3 years and you don't know where it's going?
Well, you've been passing by it for 3 years. You don't know where it's going.
Well, I'm not supposed to. I'm a woman.
What does that mean?
That means you yell at me when I borrow your razor.
Let's stick to the door.
All right. Where does it go?
I don't know. When we bought the house from Mr. Haney, he didn't tell me.
And you never asked him?
Oh, I tried it a couple of times, but it was stuck tight. I think it's probably a small closet.
And that's the end of it?
Well, no, I don't guess it is, now that you've stuck your cute little Hungarian nose into it.
Never mind the nose job. Try to open the door.
Hey, they're starting to give.
Oliver, where are you?
Ooh, down here.
I'll be right down.
Be careful. There's a flight of stairs.
Why would they have a flight of stairs in a small closet?
It's not a closet. It's a cellar. Get a flashlight.
Looks like it was used for a root cellar.
Well, what is that?
Well, farmers use them to store turnips and potatoes and things like that through the winter.
Oh, we had something like this in Hungary, except it was called goulash cellar.
Goulash cellar?
Yes. My mother used to fill it up with goulash. Then, when she didn't feel like cooking, she would go down in the cellar and get a potful.
It sounds very appetizing. Well, not appetizing.
Well, it's like a TV dinner, but in the cellar.
Do you feel a cold draft?
Yes.
I think there's some kind of an opening behind this crate here.
Hey.
Some sort of a cave.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh. Here, give me a light.
Looks like a lantern.
Yeah. Get a little light here.
Oh, look at that. Hey. It's a still.
How do you know?
Well, my father used to have one in the palace. He used to make bootleg Schligowitz and smuggled it into Poland.
Well, that's very...
And during the war, the underground used his booze to blow up bridges. It was called Budapest Bang Bang.
This must have belonged to Mr. Haney's father. He probably made bootleg liquor during Prohibition.
Ooh, it's cold in here. Phew! What was that?
I don't know.
Do you think it's safe in here?
Well, this cave must have been here for over 40 years. These timbers seem pretty solid.
Look out, Oliver!
Miss Sontag. Don't panic.
Well, how are we going to get out?
We'll dig our way out.
That's what you always say.
When did I ever say that?
Well, what are you going to dig with?
Oh, there must be something here I can use.
Didn't you ever take sand pile in kindergarten?
The wood is rotten. Somebody just came in.
Who is it?
How would I...
Mr. Douglas! Mr. Douglas!
Hey, I think it's him.
I guess the old grouch ain't home. Ebb!
The nut. He turned on the radio.
Well, that's good. When he hears on the news that we are trapped down here, he'll come down and get us.
Lisa, please...
Ab!
Ab!
Don't yell in my ear.
Well, would you like me to blow in it?
No.
Ab! Oh, boy! Fried chicken. Ab! Man, that drummer plays a cool kettle drum.
He's never gonna hear us with that radio on.
There is a pipe here.
Yeah, that cellar was to the left of the bathroom. We must be under the kitchen. I'll bet that's where this pipe goes.
He should have stuck to the drums. He's nowhere with the vibe.
If I could loosen this, I might be able to call up to him.
Do you have his number?
Just my luck to be trapped down here with a...
Wish of what?
Hey.
I think it's loosening.
Oh, my hero.
I'd better tidy up before the old crab gets back.
Let's see if he can hear me, huh?
May I ask exactly what you accomplished?
Look, Lisa...
Come in!
Oliver, couldn't you get us out of here first? And then you can drink all the water you want.
Oh!
Who's pounding on the pipe?
It's me!
Who's me?
Mr. Douglas!
I'm sorry, he's not here.
I know he's not.
Is there any message?
Will you listen? This is Mr. Douglas.
What are you doing in the sink?
We're not in a sink, we're under it.
No, you're not.
Ev, listen to me. Mrs. Douglas and I are in some sort of a cave under the kitchen.
There's no cave under the kitchen.
Yes, there is. I found an old still down here.
Leave it to you. You sure have a nose for booze.
Ab, will you please help us? We're trapped.
Now come on down here, see if you can dig us out.
How do I get down there?
Walk out of the kitchen, into the living room, and turn left and go down the hall to the bathroom.
I don't have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, that miserable. Look, just before the bathroom, there's another door. It leads to a cellar. You understand?
Yes, sir. I'll be right there. Mr. Douglas?
What?
Which way do I turn when I get to the bathroom?
You don't have to go to the bathroom.
That's what I told you.
Eb, just before you get to the bathroom, there's another door.
Oh, I think I know now. I'll be right with you.
Bathroom.
What was that?
Sounds like Dum Dum fell down the cellar stairs.
It seems to me there was another Dum Dum who did the same thing.
Mr. Douglas, where are you?
We're behind that pile of rubble. Can you dig us out?
Not by myself.
We'll drive into Drucker's and get some help.
Yes, sir. Mr. Douglas?
What?
Can I have the keys to the car?
Can I have the keys to the car?
Well, I haven't got them. I thought you had them.
When I get a...
Take your motor scooter!
Yes, sir. Don't go away.
Don't go away. To think that our lives may be hanging by the thin thread of his intelligence.
Well, that's a confronting thought.
Guess so. I just hit my head.
What was your big hurry?
It was something very important. Mr. Douglas told me to,
Yeah?
I forget.
How about lying down in the back room?
No, I don't think that's what Mr. Douglas told me to do.
How about a doctor?
What's the matter? Are you sick?
Eb, I think you better come lie down in the back room and I'll get a cold towel for your head.
Yes, sir.
Oh. It's no use.
I wonder what is taking Ab so long.
I know he's been gone over 2 hours.
Ab! Ab!
Oliver, I'm cold. Couldn't you light a fire?
And fill this place up with smoke?
But couldn't you light one without smoke?
I'm afraid not.
How about plugging in the electrical heater?
What electrical heater?
The one we have upstairs in the bedroom.
And just how could I do that?
You could use a long extension cord.
The air must be getting bad down here.
Why don't we do something to get our blood circulating?
All right. Are you circulating?
Yes, but I'm in exercise.
What kind of exercise did you have in mind?
You know... 1, 2, 3, 4.
Kissing is more fun.
Come on! 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello? Anybody home?
Shh. I think I heard somebody.
Hello? To whom am I talking?
Hello?
Hello?
Is that you, Eb?
No, it's Hank Kimball.
Who is it?
It's Mr. Kimball.
Oh, I'm glad somebody showed up.
Yeah. But why did it have to be him?
Mr. Kimball!
Where are you?
Go over to the sink. Talk into the drain.
How are you, drain?
Oh, isn't that cute?
Mr. Kimball, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, you're coming through loud and clear. Boy, first time I've ever talked to anybody through a syncophone. Well, over and out.
Who have I offended? Mr. Kimball, Mrs. Douglas and I are trapped down here. We need somebody to help us get out.
Well, I'll go get a plumber.
Mr. Kimball! Mr. Kim...
Oh, there, there. Now, tears won't help.
Oh, Lisa.
Well, buck up your chin.
Buck up.
Oh, come on.
One, two, three, four.
Feeling any better, Eb?
A little. If I could just remember what Mr. Douglas sent me in for.
Well, just relax. It'll come back to you.
Let me see. I remember listening to somebody play the kettle drum.
Just take it easy, Eb. I'll get you another cold towel.
How long has Eb been gone?
Over 4 hours. I can't understand where...
I'm hungry.
Why don't you go to the pipe and call room service?
You're full of witticisms today.
The word is witticism.
What difference does it make? We're trapped.
Yeah, but...
You know, we might be right under the refrigerator with the cold chicken and the ham and the eggs.
Look, Lisa. I think somebody came in. Sounds like Arnold.
Oh, we're saved.
Only if we can get our hands on him and make a barbecue.
What a terrible thing to say. Tell him we're down here.
What could we...
Never mind, I tell him. He doesn't like you anyway. Hello? Arnold? Arnold? Get close to the sink. Can you hear me? He heard me.
Well, bully for you.
Arnold, Mr. Douglas and I are trapped here in the cellar. Now, I know that you don't like Mr. Douglas, but forget about him and consecrate on me.
Yeah, consecrate on her.
But do you want him to help us or don't you?
Be my guest. Only don't tie up the pipe too long. Somebody else may want to talk to us.
Arnold? Arnold, are you still there? Here is what I want you to do. Go get help, tell them we're trapped here in the cellar, and to bring shovels. Shovels. S-C-H. How do you spell shovels?
Oh, boy.
Well, somebody will know how to spell it. Remember, be counting on you. Oh, Oliver, we're safe.
Oh, sure.
Don't you have any faith in Arnold?
I'd feel more secure if he was Lassie.
Well, between Arnold and Ab and Mr. Kimball, somebody ought to save us.
Oh, yeah. We got a great group going for us.
I'll be with you in a minute, Haney. I gotta go put another cold towel on Eb's head.
Take your time, Sam. An errand of mercy is more important than a can of beans.
Oh, it's you. What's the matter with Arnold?
Oh, now, don't believe a word he says, Sam. I was just testing these gumdrops to see if they're fresh.
He's upset. Seems like he's trying to tell us something. What is it, Arnold? I'm sorry, I don't understand you. You want to buy a dog leash?
I guess he must have bought himself a dog.
You don't want a dog leash.
A dog collar? Dog biscuits? Dog what? Dogless? Dogless. Dogless. Douglas! What about him?
Sam, are you going to play charades with the pig, or are you going to wait on me?
Just a second, Haney. Mr. Douglas Mousetrap? Mr. Douglas Mouse? Mr. Douglas Trap? Trapped! Where?
Sam, are you
just a second, Haney. Salt cellar? Mr. Douglas trapped in a salt cellar?
Oh, that was an old movie on TV last night. It was Melvin Douglas, and he is trapped in a salt mine in Siberia.
Is that what you're talking about, Melvin Douglas? Look, Arnold, I'm busy. Olives? Oliver, Oliver! Oliver Douglas, trapped in a salt cellar.
Hey, he's right. I just remembered. That's what I came over to tell you. Mr. Douglas and Mrs. Douglas are trapped in a salt cellar. Well, it's not a salt cellar. It's a kind of a cave under the house where Mr. Haney's father had a still.
Well, holy smoke!
Just a second, Sam. I resent the imprecation on my pappy's good name. Might have done a lot of things in his lifetime, but most of them was legal.
Look, we better...
Mr. Douglas said it was a still.
Well, it might have looked like a still, but in reality, it was a nitpicking machine.
Fellas!
A nitpicking machine?
Yeah, he invented it the year we had the big nit epidemic.
And he never made any liquor with it?
Oh, he might have made a few bottles of nit wine now and then, but...
Fellas, we're wasting time. The Douglases have been trapped nearly all day. Grab a shovel. We gotta dig them out of there.
Oh, Oliver, I'm frightened.
Oh, now, there's nothing to worry about. Somebody will find us.
But suppose they don't. Suppose there is no more air left here, and they don't get here in time to resuscitate us.
Don't talk that way.
That's the only way I know how to talk.
No, I mean, don't give up.
Oliver, shouldn't we sing something?
Like what?
Something like, swing low, sweet Harriet.
I don't think that's appropriate.
What did they sing in the movies when the Titanic went down?
Lisa, this isn't the end.
Well, in case it is, I want you to know that being married to you was the nicest thing that ever happened to me. Why, it was even nicer than when I lived with the Baron.
What?
Well, you know my uncle, the Baron. My aunt and my uncle took care of me while my father was painting the palace.
Oh, that Baron.
Oliver, you know they say that at a time like this, your whole life passes in front of you.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Are you passing?
No.
Neither am I. Do you suppose there is something wrong with us?
I think it would be better if we didn't talk and conserve... I think I heard a car.
This way! Follow me!
What was that?
Sounds like Dum Dum finally got back. Well, what are you waking me up for? Look, I'm exhausted.
But there's somebody in the kitchen.
Huh? What the? Mr. Kimball.
Oh, Mr. Douglas. I'm sorry it took me so long to get back, but I couldn't find a plumber, so I brought this plumber's helper. I'll have you out in no time.
Fine. Have fun. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Filmways presentation, darling.